For a second week in a row, a poll or survey of voters shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in a virtual tie nationally. This is Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Last week, the Quinnipiac poll, a swing state, showed Trump and Clinton in a virtual tie. And this week, a survey of voters nationally confirmed a trend is forming in a hypothetical Clinton-Trump general election matchup. Clinton continues to lose support while Trump continues to make gains among independents and women voters. Bernie Sanders continues to beat Trump in hypothetical head-to-head matchups. New survey data from the Morning Consult indicates that Trump is gaining on Hillary Clinton nationally. According to a national poll of almost 4,000 registered voters taken last week, Clinton only leads Trump 42% to 40%, within the 2-point margin of error, making it a virtual tie. Clinton is down 2% nationally from a week ago, while Trump gained 2 points nationally. What may be surprising is that Trump is gaining support among women while Hillary Clinton is losing support among that voting bloc she is relying on heavily. This suggests that Trump's counterattack about his alleged mistreatment of women is working by pointing out that Hillary Clinton has enabled her husband's long laundry list of alleged sexual predatory acts against a number of women going back to his days in Arkansas and culminating in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, which led to the House and Congress impeaching Clinton for lying about his relations with the young White House intern, despite the majority of corporate media seemingly trying to help Clinton against Trump and Sanders. It just does not seem to be working among those who do not get their political news and views from the likes of Steve Harvey and Tom Joyner. This has been Scotty Reed with your Black Talk Radio weekly commentary. Join me and other media producers on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com, your gateway to new black media for the new millennium.